We learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Resh Yud Tes. Din avails b'Shabbos b'Yontov. Shabbos b'Tocha Shiva. Shabbos during the Shiva. Noig by Dvarim Shabbatzinam. When it comes to Hilchos Avails, we keep things that are not public. Dain Shasu B'Tashmi Shemitah. One may not have relations with his wife. Rechitza washing themselves. Av Dvarim Shabbatzinam. Avails that's public. Ena Noig is not kept during on Shabbos. Well, Kain Koydim Mizmah Shil Yom Shabbos. That's why Friday night before we say Mizmah Shil Yom Shabbos, Noel Esam Nolim, he puts back on his shoes for Yoshev Al Kisei, and he sits on a chair. Or Machlof is Begad Karua, and he takes off the clothing that were ripped that he was wearing during the Shiva. But Talmud Torah have a davar shebitzina. But as far as learning on Shabbos during the Shiva, learning is considered a davar shebitzina. Avalachzachap, and therefore it should not be done. Avalachzach parsha shnai mikvech targum to stew shnai mikvech targum mutter. The kivin, the chayiv adam lashon parshiyosim etzibur. We have an obligation to do shnai mikvech targum every Shabbos. Have like a kara shema. So saying shnai mikvech targum is like part of what we're supposed to do on Shabbos, just like we're supposed to say Krishma, or Kedoyim say the Yom, it's all part of what we're supposed to do. This is the halacha regarding an oval being Mekabel Shabbos early on a Friday during Shiva. If he always makes Shabbos early, he may make Shabbos early during the Shiva as well. If he doesn't usually make Shabbos early, he shouldn't make Shabbos early that Friday. The halacha is that as far as when he could start already preparing for Shabbos and not keeping Hilchos Avelos is for 2 hours before Shabbos. Oval on Shabbos during the Shiva is allowed to say good Shabbos because that's that would be Avelos Beferesia. It would be public Avelos if he didn't do so. Sif Beis. In Karas Avel HaTorah, if an Avel was called up to the Sefer Torah, Tzarech Lalos, he has to go up and take the Aliyah. Kim Ha'iyah Nimna, if he will not have a Davashah Beferesia, again, it's public Avelos. Rabbeinu Tam Ha'yukonos Bechol Shabbos Shlishi, Rabbeinu Tam would get every Shabbos the Shlishi Aliyah, V'irelei Avelos, and then he unfortunately became an Avel, V'loi Korach Chazan, and he wasn't called up to the Torah, V'olahu Ma'atzmai, so he went up by himself. V'ama Kivin Shirga Likra Shlishi Bechol Shabbos, since he gets Shlishi every Shabbos, Haroi Sha'ein Alel Ha'yoyim, if somebody will see that he doesn't go up for an aliyah this Shabbos, Yedeshu Machmas Avelis, it will be known that he didn't do so because it must be that he's an Oval. And that will be, Beferesia, it will be Avelis public. The Kenim HaKoinu Oval. If a coin is an Oval, then coin Achav Beis HaKnesses, and there's no other coin in the Shul, Tzrichon L'Kroisoi, again, we have to call him up for an aliyah even though it's during the Shiva. However, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, of Yosotov Shietzu Beis HaKnesses, Koyd Matzor Sefer Torah, would be better that he should leave the Beis HaKnesses before they take out the Sefer Torah. V'kerem Yesh L'Ovel Ben Lomel, if the Ovel has a son that he's doing a bris mila for, V'minik Shuchayiv La'al Satorah, and the minik is that somebody who's making a bris gets an aliyah, Yikruah, he should get the aliyah if it's on Shabbos. D'mlo Yikruah, if he won't get an aliyah, have a Feresia. V'yaisotayv, but what would be better, Ishloyeh B'gleis HaKnesses, he shouldn't just be in the shul, B'shas Kris HaTorah, so that's why he can't get the aliyah. Of course, in all these cases, he has to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So he has to be standing in a place where he can hear the Kriyas HaTorah, just he won't be in the actual room that they should have to call him up for an aliyah. The Paiskim suggest that even though he should be leaving, he's not allowed to be explicitly told, you may not be in the room, you have to walk out. Because that's again considered a lack of Kavanah Torah. The Paiskim are more lenient that regarding other kibudim, Hatzav Achnasa, putting in or taking out the Sefer Torah, Habigalila, we could be more lenient. On Tisha B'Av, an Avol could get an Aliyah by Shachris, not by Mincha. To be the Baal Kaira for Eicha, the Avol may be the Baal Kaira for Eicha on Tisha B'Av. Sif Gimel, Hamamona may call Lee's Kaira B'Taira B'Sekhtes B'Shabbos. If somebody is the Baal Kaira, and then V'Irulay Avol, he became an Avol, Layel B'Shabbos B'Taira Shivul B'Sekhtes Azem, that Shabbos, he shouldn't go to that shul where he's the Baal Kaira. Kim Yesham, if he's going to be there, Yesh L'Stapikim Yikra Loi, it's not so simple that he should be the Baal Kaira. However, if there's no one else that could be the Baal Kaira, he may be the Baal Kaira. And even if there's someone who can be the Baal Kaira, but he's not as capable and qualified as the Avil, then the Avil should be the Baal Kaira on Shabbos during the Shiva. Sifdal Shabbos Oyler Laminyan Shiva. Shabbos is considered one of the 7 days. Vafila Shama Shmu Kruv Yom Shabbos. And even if somebody became aware that a relative was Nifter and within the last 30 days, and he found out about it on Shabbos, Shlayiskal Adal Dayan Klab Avelis, so he really doesn't start anything because it's still Shabbos as far as sinning Shiva. Oyler Gamkein, the Shabbos is considered day one. And the Kriya of a Matzah Shabbos, and Matzah Shabbos, he'll do Kriya. And the reason for this halacha is because since this person began already the Shiva, once he begins, the halacha is that even with Dvarim Shabbatzin, as we learned previously, that is already enough to be counted as a day. Sif Hei, HaKoyves Meisoy, if somebody lost a relative, a shamashmu krova beregel, he discovers this on Yontif, bein b'yontif, bein b'chalamoid, whether it's on Yontif and chalamoid, loy chololav avelis, elalach al regel. The halacha of avelis doesn't begin until after Yontif. However, as far as aninus is concerned, that does apply until the kfura. V'hanimil v'dvarim shel peresya. But when we say avelis doesn't begin until after Yontif, that's only public avelis. Avol dvarim shebetzinim, the things that are done privately, noig gam kein beregel, and the halacha would be that if, for example, he's a kohen, he should not duchen on that yontif. Vayachle begodov, the zav peresya, the halacha is gam beregel, vayachle begodov, the zav peresya, this shouldn't take off his clothing. And if somebody has the minig that they put on tefillin chalamoid, he should put it on tefillin even on day one after the kfura. Even though, as we learned previously, a regular oval maybe doesn't. Sivav lach a regular maskalim neshivis yimei avelis. After yontav, he begins counting the shiva. V'yoyim ha'achman shiyontav, the last day of yontav in chutzlords. Oyla Laminyan is counted as day one. Or Maynat Machrav Shish Yomim, and he only keeps 6 more days. Vafila Yom Shenish Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, also Gamkir Oyla Laminyan is counted as day one. Siv Zayin, Apish Ein Avelis B'Yontav Chalamoid, even though there is no Avelis in Yontav Chalamoid, Vafila Gzer Shloishim Ein Behem, there's no Shloishim even during Chalamoid, Umut Lubash Begadim Hu Gatsim, he could put on freshly laundered clothing. Since one may not anyway take a haircut or shave because it's chalamoid, they do count for shloshim. And therefore, the shloshim count begins from the day of the kfura. Even though halachically Shmini Atzeres is considered independent yontif, since he has not yet begun the avelis, it doesn't take away the shloshim. It's counted only one day of the shloshim. If a chassam married a wife before yontif, or bar regal toich shiv shimei mishtam, and then yontif falls during the shever brachas, or meisle meis b'toich a regal, and then he loses a relative during the yontif, as a kol shiv shimei mishtam shaloi, the entire shever brachas, ein an oil oil minyan shloshim, don't count towards the shloshim. Siftefs, abishen avails per regal, even though there is no avails a yontif, mis askin boil a nachmai, one can console a person who lost a relative, even on Yontif. Lach haregel, and after Yontif, kshich l'shiva miyam kfura, when 7 days after the kfura passed, apishadayin l'kol yimei avelus, even though the avelus is not completely over, malach nas aydei cherem b'bateim, he shouldn't work. V'avadim ois lo b'tzirim b'teich b'yisoy, v'ayit shich l'nachmoy ach haregel, after Yontif, we don't have to console him. Minyan yom shenachmua beregel, the amount of days that they did it a regel on Yontif. However, amar upon him, they still show him that we are participating in your loss. The halacha is that this oval, whose shiva is starting during the whose avelus is starting the Yontif. During Yontif, and was saying that therefore he doesn't really begin the avails until after Yontif. The halacha is that he can have the halachas of business. So just like we learned that on Chol HaMoed, somebody who owns a grocery store, for example, is allowed to have his grocery store open on Chol HaMoed because it's a Dover Ovid. This Ovel, even though it would also have it be allowed to, because otherwise it would be avails Mefresia, which we keep on learning is not permitted. Not on Shabbos, not on Yontif, and not even on Chol HaMoed.